Go.
Christ is born.
Christ is born. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah, there's a popular Christmas song, The Little Drummer Boy. Most of us know it quite well. And two of the lines from the song, "Our finest gifts to bring, to lay before the king." Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. We have in the Orthodox Church a related hymn that conveys a similar sentiment of responding to Christ's birth with an offering. So we sing this: "Of all the creatures made by thee, each offereth thee thanksgiving. The angels offer thee a hymn, the heavens a star, the magi their gifts, the shepherds their wonder, the earth her cave, the wilderness the manger, and we offer thee a virgin mother." This just strikes me every time. And the Kentuckian that the clergy sang is very similar to this. That all of creation rejoices at the birth of its creator on earth. Just as at his death, when the sun darkened and the earth shook, the creation cannot contain itself from reacting to the birth of God. This is just such a beautiful thing. And so today we celebrate the transcendent and unapproachable God has become incarnate for our sake. That the Creator has entered into the midst of his creation to bring it to perfection. That the one who exists beyond time has joined human history. That the Most High God has taken on the form of a servant. Our form. And this was the plan from the beginning, brothers and sisters. This is not some plan B. Oops, people sinned. I guess I better go to plan B and send my son. No, from the beginning. It is this child. And we see this. We read 8 Old Testament prophecies last night at Vespers. And then an epistle and a gospel. And we see it all through these 8 Old Testament readings and the ones that we did on Friday for the Royal Hours. This is the one for whom God has prepared us throughout all human history. We read in Genesis that he is the Word by whom the universe was created. And in Numbers, he is the star that rose up out of Jacob, and the man that sprung up out of Israel. From Micah, he comes out of Bethlehem to gather the broken and to receive those cast out who will be magnified to the ends of the earth. And certainly today, to the ends of the earth, he is magnified, even by those who do it without really knowing what they're doing. From the prophecy of Isaiah, he is the flower budding from the rod out of the root of Jesse, the righteous ruler and the judge. From the prophet Jeremiah, he is God who was seen upon the earth and lived among men. From Daniel, he is the stone who was cut out of a mountain made without hands. And from Isaiah, 2 prophecies. That he is the Son given to us, whose government has come upon his shoulder, whose name shall be called the Angel of Great Counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. And he is the Son born of a virgin, whose name is Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. This is what we celebrate on this day. This is the great mystery of this feast, that God became man, yet still remaining God. That he united himself to our nature so that we might be reunited with him. And so I encourage you to make room for this holy child in your heart and in your life. This child who was born to die so that we might have life in him. You know, all throughout his birth is a theme of death. This beautiful juxtaposition that all throughout the celebration of his birth is the theme of death. That as a baby, he was clothed in the same way that bodies were prepared for burial. And along with the kingly gift of gold and the divine gift of frankincense, the wise men offered the gift of myrrh, which was used for anointing the dead for burial. And St. Paul reminds us in his letter to the Romans, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." You know, we have these three great feasts that are raised up above the others. The feast of Christ's nativity, his birth, the theophany at his baptism, and his resurrection. The first celebrates his birth, as I said, the last his death and resurrection, and at the theophany we remember our unity to him through his death and resurrection in baptism. And this connection is illustrated in our hymnology. On Holy Friday, we sing this beautiful hymn, "Today is suspended on the tree, he who suspended the earth upon the waters." This is sung at the 15th antiphon at the service of the Passion Gospels. And the hymn finishes, "Show us also his glorious resurrection, that we acknowledge his crucifixion, but we look forward to his resurrection." And so at the Royal Hours on Friday, we sang, "Today is born of the Virgin, him who holds all creation in the hollow of his hand," and that hymn finishes, "Show us also thy divine theophany." And the same pattern of hymn is also sung at theophany. So these three feasts of his birth, his baptism, and his death and resurrection are intimately connected because he was born so that he might die for us, so that through our baptism, we might also die with him and be raised to new life with him. And so in our celebration of the Feast of the Nativity, let us unite ourselves to him, the eternal God who is with us. God is with us. He who was born to raise the image that had fallen. Our image, or rather, God's image in us. He who is the light of the world, who shines out of the darkness and overcome it. He was born to give his life for us, and so we submit our lives to him so that we might have eternal life in him. And we follow him so that we might not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Christ is born.
Lord.